So I've been working on my authorization service, and it's totally sweet. It's only taken me 6 months to build it. Just 6 months. I started implementing some basic RBAC library, but that wasn't enough, obviously. So I designed relationship-based fine-grained authorization for the highest security possible. And then, to make it super fast, I used a GPU tower, running in my mom's basement, of course, connected via optic cable to bare metal server at my local esports lounge, permissions, restrictions, and admin. Nailed it.
Wait. Whatever you did sounds cool, but like, there's also another option.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with permit.io. Permit is the full-stack authorization platform created so you never have to build permissions again. Build and manage permissions for any application with policy as code, APIs, developer-friendly SDKs, and user-facing UIs. Permit is an end-to-end authorization platform built on top of open-source policy engines. It's high-performing, gets decisions in less than 10 milliseconds, and uses a hybrid approach where config is in the cloud, but data and decisions are made locally. Not only is it intuitive, it lets you implement fully functional authorization in 5 minutes, not 6 months, and in the code base you prefer. Check out the link in the show notes or go to permit.io to learn more. That's permit.io. Sign up for Permit and stop rebuilding auth. Welcome back, listeners. Today we have a return guest on the podcast, Renee Morcos, the founder and CEO of Alice Technology. If you recall our conversation with Renee from Season 7, he and his team are building algorithms to disrupt the construction industry through project optioneering and construction schedule optimization. Today, he returns to the show to update us on Alice Pro and Alice Core, their latest innovation to the sector, which boast a 100x reduction in setup time. Well, Renee, it's great to have you back on the show. Thank you for being again on Code Story.
Hey, it's really great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Really excited to dive into Alice Technologies and all the new things that have been going on. Before we go too far, can you remind the audience a bit around Alice Technologies and what you do there?
We were one of the first kids on the block, so to speak, to apply AI in construction. And we applied AI to one of the core pillars. I always viewed construction as having two pillars, which were estimation and scheduling. We applied AI to scheduling. We looked at scheduling. We came to the conclusion that it hasn't really been innovated on or hasn't seen a major leap forward in technology in the better part of 4 decades. And we developed the first optioneering platform, an ability to simulate or generate millions of different ways to build a project. And so you could, for the first time ever, literally say, add a crane, reschedule it. Add a crew, reschedule it. Try overtime, reschedule it. There's a delay, resequence around the delay. You could literally tell your computer to do that and it would do that for you. And that's basically what Alice does.
Fantastic. Okay. So we've talked before and you mentioned releasing a new product that you've been working on. You spent a lot of time and it's really impacting setup time, you mentioned. So tell me about that. Give me the overview there.
Yeah, we developed the algorithms based on 3D models. Let's ingest a bin and then tell the software, hey, here's how you build a column, apply it to all the columns. Here's how you build a slab, apply it to all the slabs. And the really cool thing is once you were done with that process, setting up the constraints, you would literally press simulate and the software would give you a little video of the fastest way to build it. And then you could start trying lots of different other ways to do it. Very powerful tech. The setup time was in the order of weeks. 18 months ago, we sat down and thought to ourselves, wouldn't it be great if we could take that optimization juice and apply it directly to an existing schedule? Basically, wouldn't it be great if we could literally import an Oracle P6, who we have now partnered with, by the way, and apply those algorithms directly to Oracle's P6? And long story short, we figured out how to do it. It wasn't easy, but we now have the ability. We released our alpha sometime in November. We've been iterating on it with our early customers. We've publicly released it over a month ago, and the reaction from the industry has been extremely positive. We have the ability to literally ingest an Oracle Primavera P6 file or almost any other scheduling format, and then within 5-10 minutes, start generating value. And you can run almost any simulation you want within an hour or two. You can reschedule, resequence, you can shuffle resources around, you can change calendars, add crews, add cranes, do all kinds of really powerful stuff. And the setup time is drastically dropped to 100x.
That's wild. Okay, so that's a massive improvement. But what are you calling it?
We're calling it Alice Core. Alice Core is the ability to ingest a P6 and then just run it as is.
This episode is sponsored by Kiteworks. Legacy managed file transfer tools are dated and lack the security that today's remote workforce demands. Companies that continue relying on outdated technology put their sensitive data at risk. And that's where Kiteworks comes in. Kiteworks MFT is absolutely the most secure MFT on the market today. It has been FedRAMP moderate authorized by the Department of Defense since 2017. Through FedRAMP, Kiteworks' level of security compliance provides a fast route to CMMC compliance, saving customers time, effort, and money. Kiteworks MFT makes it easy for users to send automated or ad hoc files via fully integrated shared folders and email. Administrators can manage policies in a unified console and create custom integrations using their API. Did we mention it's secure? The level of security with Kiteworks' solution is rare to find. Step into the future of secure managed file transfer with Kiteworks. Visit kiteworks.com to get started. That's kiteworks.com. This episode is sponsored by Cachefly. The web is a competitive place, and if your site delivers its content pixelated, slow, or not at all, well, then you lose. But that's where Cachefly comes in. Cachefly delivers rich media content up to 159% faster than other major CDNs. Through ultra-low latency streaming, lightning-fast gaming, and optimized mobile content, the company offers a variety of benefits. For over 20 years, Cachefly has held a track record for high-performing, ultra-reliable content delivery. While competitors call themselves fast or use cute animal names, only Cachefly holds the record of being the fastest and serves customers like Adobe, the NFL, or Roblox, where content is created by users and must be delivered in real time. For the first time ever, Code Story listeners can get a 5 terabyte CDN for free. Yep, you heard that right, free. Learn more at cachefly.com/codestory. That's cachefly.com/codestory. Very cool. Tell me about this 18 months time frame. Obviously, you're going to have to dig into things and figure out the ins and outs of that problem, that setup time problem. I'm curious about what you ran into and what sort of decisions you had to make along that process.
Maybe let me go a step back. Let me tell you what it took to build Alice Pro, which was the 3D version. So I started my PhD in 2009, was working on this in 2010. By the time I finished my PhD in 2014, December, I had some prototypes, scheduling prototypes. What we didn't have is what we call the planner, the ability to take the 3D model and convert it through the constraints into a list of tasks that you need to schedule. And so it took us about 3 years, 3.5 years of iterating on the technology till we finally had it was alive. There was literally a moment, like almost like Frankenstein. And that was figuring out the cranes, figuring out calendars, figuring out movement of cranes. Somebody would come to us and say, guys, but I need my formwork to be reusable. I'm like, oh, our material currently is only usable, not reusable. So those were the sort of teaching the software step-by-step the constraints that go into simulating a construction project. The thing that we set out to do or 18 months ago, so why did it take us 18 months to just apply it? The easiest way I can explain it is an analogy. So think of the constraint-based world that we developed with Alice Pro as a 3D object. So the constraints, the cranes, radii, the 3D object, all that sort of interaction, the simulation, all these things interact with each other, is equivalent to having a 3D object. Think of the task-based universe that every schedule lives in today, Primavera, P6, Microsoft Project, etc., as a 2D drawing. What you're asking to do is you're asking to do 3D transformations inside of a 2D drawing. You're asking to do constraint-based transformations inside a system that is effectively task-based. And even though existing scheduling solutions do use constraints, they only tend to do precedence. And there's a very crude way that they resolve advanced constraints, such as materials, equipment, radii, calendars, lots of other things. I think about 14 different flavors of constraints that we found that are useful. To answer your question, what's taken us 18 months is figuring out how to do these constraint-based, or to use my analogy, 3D transformations inside of the task-based, or to use my analogy, 2D-based world. Does that make sense, Noah?
No, it does. I'm curious, you know, that brings up a question for me. I'm curious why Oracle P6. Is there a commonality in why this is used for this specific industry? Or what was the reason to partner with this specifically?
I think they have 80% or something market share. All major, large, complex projects around the world are almost predominantly managed with Oracle's Perlier P6. Oracle's done a great job at, I think, building out the core features that really achieves the what I call the second paradigm in scheduling, which is being able to visualize and lightly modify existing schedules. What we've then now partnered with them to do is to say, great, you've got the core P6 offering. What we enable you to do is really now like supercharge it, right? You use that P6 as the basics. We definitely use the precedence relationships and stuff that's inside the schedule. And now we basically give it this like superpower that you can start optioneering.
Okay, so you mentioned before, kind of before we got on the interview, there's certain changes going on in the industry and patterns that you're seeing. I'm curious about how this drove you towards this, you know, specific solution. Obviously, the improvements in the setup time is enough value, you know, to essentially streamline the process from weeks to minutes. But is there anything, or was there anything in the industry that really led you to start down this path?
There's not a single person you'll talk to in construction that tells you, I'm really happy with where construction is today. I really like how technologically advanced we are. I love how research-driven we are. I love the percentage of our budget we spend on R&D, and things are going like great. Like almost anybody you talk to in construction, we need more innovation. We need more R&D. We need to attract new talent. So when we talk to our clients, people loved what we were doing with Alice Pro. You know, this is amazing. This is literally what I've been thinking about for fill in the blank number of years, 5 years, 10 years. I talked to my clients, my colleagues 14 years ago, and with this idea that you would be able to take a 3D model and then run all these simulations. But what they told us is, guys, as much as we love the idea, the setup time is several weeks. And we already have a P6. Like, you're coming to us and saying, hey, reinvent the wheel, recreate this constraint-based model from scratch. And we've done it. We like it. We see the advantages. We're with you. We're fans of this. My question is, can you now do the same thing for me in my universe? Well, it's interesting. I have a friend of mine who's a bit of a philosopher. When I say a bit of a philosopher, I mean he reads like a philosophy book a day or every couple of days. He's read everything on the planet. When I explained to him what we're doing, he said, it sounds like what you guys have done is you've brought heaven to earth. And I thought to myself, like, that's an interesting way to pitch it, because what we did was we built this amazing sort of vision where you would like ingest a 3D model and then add constraints to it and then hit simulate and you'd have this little video of getting built. So we figured out all these like algorithms of we are by far, undoubtedly, the top IP center in the world on applying AI algorithms to construction scheduling. We know more about this than anybody in the world. We know every constraint you can think of, how to model it, how to put it in the computer, how to get the algorithm to like actually resolve it, how to tweak it, what the edge cases are, where it's going to fail, what you need to do to stop it failing. We have spent, I don't know, 500,000 plus. I've put 49,000 hours of my life into thinking about that stuff. What I'm trying to say is that for us, what we've learned, the clients then came and said, we want you to do the impossible. Here's what's weird about scheduling. The one thing that I want my scheduling system to do is to tell me how to schedule. Think about that, right? If you were outside of construction and I said to you, hey, I use a scheduling software, wouldn't you think that the scheduling software tells you the best way to build your project? That's not a weird thing to think. And we don't have that. Our scheduling technology relies on us telling it how we want to build it. Some folks might be listening to this thinking, wait a minute, my Primera calculates CPM, or my Microsoft project calculates the curve float or whatever it is. Great. You don't have the ability to go to an existing schedule and ask, hey, what if I tried to increase the crane radii, or I shuffled cranes to movement, or I have a fixed work density that is for each location in the project? And so that's what we basically did. We took all of that knowledge and then said, okay, we're going to try and do the impossible. We're going to try apply all of those high-end algorithmic scheduling algos that we've developed to an existing list of tasks. And believe me now, 12 months ago, we started on this sometime in January. Even by March, we weren't certain that it was possible. I thought to myself, you know what? We have solved harder impossible problems. When I say impossible, that means like no one has solved it yet. But with this, I thought to myself, like, yeah, we know how to do probably 70, 80% of what we need, but there's a good 20, 30% that is yet unsolved and no one has solved it. And that's why I was incredibly excited. We released it February 15th and it nailed it. It literally nailed it. There was like 16 value propositions that it's supposed to do, 14 of which it nailed on our general availability release on the first day. So yeah, pretty cool.
Hello, welcome to the Data Analytics Club. Do you know the password? No, didn't know there was one. Do you know how to code? No. Do you know how to query data? Like, ask a question? I guess not. I see. Then you can't be in this club. Sorry, goodbye. Don't be left out of the Analytics Club. ClearQuery is the analytics for humans platform. With their full suite of features, you can go from data ingestion to automated insights seamlessly. ClearQuery provides you with the information you need without requiring you to do the heavy lifting. Their Ask ClearQuery feature allows you to ask questions in plain English, helping you find relationships and connections in your data that may have previously gone unnoticed. You can even visualize your data with presentation mode, taking your data storytelling to the next level. Pricing is based on storage, not licenses, and that ensures that you get the most bang for your buck. Don't miss the opportunity to simplify data analytics, your data analytics, with ClearQuery. Get started today at clearquery.io/codestory. This episode is sponsored by CashFly. The web is a competitive place, and if your site delivers its content pixelated, slow, or not at all, well, then you lose. But that's where CashFly comes in. CashFly delivers rich media content up to 159% faster than other major CDNs. Through ultra-low latency streaming, lightning-fast gaming, and optimized mobile content, the company offers a variety of benefits. For over 20 years, CashFly has held a track record for high-performing, ultra-reliable content delivery. While competitors call themselves fast or use cute animal names, only CashFly holds the record of being the fastest and serves customers like Adobe, the NFL, or Roblox, where content is created by users and must be delivered in real time. For the first time ever, CodeStory listeners can get a 5 terabyte CDN for free. Yep, you heard that right, free. Learn more at cashfly.com/codestory. That's cachefly.com/codestory. So you have it released now in February. It's March. You know, you're probably, I think, still in alpha or beta or, you know, whatever Greek letter you want to apply to it. Tell me about some of the impact that it's made on some of your customers. Do you have any stories you can tell there about immediate impact? Obviously, what you're describing is incredibly impactful, but I want to hear it out in the hands of the users too.
I spent 53 minutes on the phone yesterday with one of my advisors. And so this gentleman is in his early 60s. He is the lead scheduler for a construction company that I think does $4 or $5 billion in annual construction. And this guy has been working with Alice since 2017. So he's been highly involved in it, been advising on it, and so on and so forth. And he is one of the people that came to us and said, guys, like, you've got to be able to apply it to existing schedules. Go figure it out. And so we released it. He played with it, said, okay, guys, I really like where this is going. Here's a couple of things I want to see. I talked to him yesterday, and he literally said, I'm very impressed. This is exactly what I was hoping that you guys would deliver. I'm able to literally import my schedule and very quickly see what the resource requirements are. And then I'm very quickly able to tweak those resource availabilities to what is real to be able to see what my delay actually is. And so that's the next step, and he's going to be doing that. He said this week sometime. Another example. So we've had one of the top three consulting companies in the world use Alice in their consulting, and they are really happy with the 3D-based approach. So we came to them and said, guys, look, we've got this new way. And you know, originally they're like, yeah, it's probably going to be some like toy. They played around with it. Naturally, they've started to introduce other users in the organizations. Hey, this thing is like really like it gives you all the juice without the squeeze. Like you're able to do all of the optimizations from before without having to go through the several week setup. And so those are two examples, right? There's a third example. We're working with a data center company, one of the top three, four big names that everybody knows in tech. And they've been using Alice Pro for a while. They're happy with it. But again, the question was, how do we scale this across all our data centers? Okay. How do you scale across all data centers? It's not easy when you need to set it up for several weeks for each project. Suddenly, we're like, it's 100x faster. Literally, setup time is 30 minutes to 4 hours for every project. Completely changed the trajectory of that conversation. We've gone from, okay, let's keep trying it on 2, 1, whatever additional projects, to suddenly, you know what? We can now roll this out on 10. And so it's completely changed the trajectory.
So then what is next? So you've got it in this mode. You're getting great traction. You're super excited about, you know, nailing the 20% that you weren't sure about, and now you got it. What's next? What's the next thing with Alice Core and alongside Alice Pro?
Our internet password used to be the rabbit hole runs deep. And what we meant by that is that as you start to uncover this thing, it's like an onion, and the complexity starts to permutate, starts to get more and more complex. And so here's a couple of things that are coming down the pipe that I'm really excited about. The first is the ability to selectively reschedule. So what does that mean? It means I'm updating progress. We can do that today. We can account for the progress. And we can, you know, resequence around delays. We can take into consideration in-progress activities and then modify your schedule based on that. So we can do that today. However, what we're thinking of doing, what we're actively working on, is the ability to selectively reschedule. And so freeze parts of the schedule. So here's an example. I'm running 2 months late. So can you reschedule everything in the existing schedule for the next 2 months? And then 2 months from today, everything's back on track. Everything starts and ends on the same date as it used to. You can run that through the algorithm. The algorithm says, no, it's not possible, not feasible. All right. Can you reschedule everything in the next 3 months and then get me back on track 3 months from today? So those are the kind of questions you'll be able to ask the software. Or alternatively, you could say, you know what? The pipe fitter screwed it up. The pipe fitting sub is the one that dropped the ball because they didn't do ABC. Cool. Can you resequence the pipe fitter sub's activities while maintaining the same tasks or same start and end times for everybody else? So we call that selective resequencing. We are bringing what we call selective objectives. So selective resequencing is one. Selective objective is another one. So you select the objective. Do you want to minimize time? You want to minimize cost? You want to minimize the number of a given resource, like a tunnel boring machine? So that's another thing that we're doing. And the third, which I'm really excited about. So if you recall, Alice Pro was a 3D-based solution. And so we learned all the algorithms, took them, and applied them to a list of tasks. You could think of that as a 1D-based solution. What we're now doing is we're enabling you, we're about to do that, is enabling you to ingest a PDF, a 2D drawing, and schedule on top of that PDF. So you'll have the ability to see how work progresses on top of your PDF layouts, right? And effectively have, quote, the 4D, because you're seeing the workflow, you're seeing how work progresses through your project, as well as be able to leverage some of the location-based scheduling algorithms that our system uses. So those are three separate things that are coming down the pipes very shortly. I'm talking like next 2-3 months.
Super exciting. Well, obviously, you're making a huge impact on the industry. 100x reduction of that setup time gives construction folks the ability to move quickly, be flexible. If people want to get started with Alice Pro, and then really get a taste of the Alice Core, where do they go?
Easy. Go to alicetechnologies.com. Just fill out our form at contact, or just shoot me an email personally. Shoot me an email at renee@alicetechnologies.com. Always love to hear from people that are interested in pushing the boundaries of what's possible in our field. That excites me a lot.
Excellent. Appreciate that, Renee. Appreciate you being on the show again and reminding us about Alice and all of the impact you're making on the industry the last 18 months. Kudos on all of the successes you've had.
Thanks so much, Noah. Such a pleasure being here, and thank you for inviting me.
In any industry, if you can build something that reduces setup time 100x, you've achieved something great. Renee and his team are changing the game. And when it comes to project optioneering, they are bringing the solution into the backyard of the construction industry while making it faster and easier to manage your scheduling. You can learn more about Alice Technologies, Alice Pro, and Alice Core by visiting alicetechnologies.com. Thanks again for listening.